Hello, and welcome to The Psychonaut Show with Dr. JKB. This is John K. Burton, MD, psychiatrist, psychoanalyst. And on this podcast, your captain on these voyages to explore strange new worlds in inner space. Our mission is to uncover knowledge that will ultimately make us more effective, more connected, and more attractive in our daily lives. In this episode, which is our first, I'm going to be setting forth the prime directive of The Psychonaut Show. In the 1987 cyberpunk movie RoboCop, RoboCop was programmed to have prime directives that gave him his purpose. And the prime directive, or the purpose, of The Psychonaut Show is to understand that there are parts of our minds that we are not always aware of and often don't understand. There is more to our minds and our behavior than we can see on the surface. And on The Psychonaut Show, we're going to learn how to listen and think about the things that we don't understand about ourselves and each other. And especially at this time in our history and with what is going on in the world, having a map to these darker parts of ourselves and a way to explore them and a way to, in some way, shed light on them will give us the power to create better worlds for ourselves and a better world together for everyone. Now, I think this sounds like a good idea, and I hope that many of you will follow along with me because you think so too. But I have to tell you that not everybody agrees that we should be shedding light on the darker parts of ourselves. In fact, I was telling a group of my colleagues about the idea for this podcast, and some of them did not like the idea at all. In fact, one of the women I was talking to got a very somber look on her face and said, "I would be very concerned that people would start going around thinking they could understand what was going on in each other's minds." She looked as if she were imagining some kind of zombie apocalypse with people going around, you know, eating each other's brains just because they had some ideas about how to think about each other's unconsciouses, like we do as psychoanalysts. Now, The Psychonaut Show is not a replacement for psychotherapy, not at all. There is a magic that will always remain in the private and separate space of the analyst's consulting room. But I believe that there is another kind of magic, related, but one that we can tap into and bring out into the open world. And I think that Freud would agree with me. In fact, as rigid as he could be and as he is portrayed to be, he said once that there is a, quote, vast amount of neurotic misery in the world. And he said that the large-scale application of our therapy, and this is a quote, will compel us to alloy the pure gold of analysis with the copper of direct suggestion. He was saying that we had to go and bring this out into the world. And The Psychonaut Show is an attempt at that alloy, but rather than the copper of suggestion, I'm using a different element, the sharing of ideas. This is a show for people who are curious, people who want to learn and want to become better bosses and better parents and better artists and better lovers and better people. A long time ago, when I was in the middle of my training, a wise professor said to me that psychotherapy was like the Wizard of Oz.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Dorothy goes through many ordeals and great danger in order to get the magic that the great and powerful wizard has to offer her. But at the very end, Toto pulls back the curtain and we see the wizard for who he is. And Dorothy says, "You are a very bad man." And the wizard replies, "No, I'm a very good man. I'm just a very bad wizard." And so we see that the magic that he has to offer is not so amazing and terrible after all. It's actually quite ordinary. And in fact, as Glinda the Good says, we have that power within ourselves all along. We just have to learn how to find it. So in upcoming episodes, when we explore different topics and bring you tools to use in your own daily lives, you're going to be hearing some stories about people who have struggled with psychological dilemmas, and I want to say a word about that. None of the examples that you will hear about are from actual patients who have come to see me in my practice, not only as a psychoanalyst, but also as a physician, because I took the Hippocratic Oath, where it says that privacy is sacred, and it is sacred to me, and it's sacred because that's how we do psychotherapeutic work. So these stories that you'll be hearing about, I draw on my experience, both personally and professionally, but I have modified them, put them together with my own imagination, creatively, to illustrate an emotional truth, not a factual one. Before I end this episode, I have to tell you what the name of the show is about. Back in the 60s, a psychonaut was someone who used hallucinogens to expand their consciousness. And actually, that's not so different from what we're going to be doing on this show, except that the flashes of insight we experience will come from ideas, and the only chemical reactions in the brain will be ones that we create ourselves. The Greek naut, N-A-U-T, means driver of a vehicle for scientific exploration. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing with the psyche. And what's interesting about the Greek word psyche is that it means both mind and soul. And so that's what you and I are going to be doing together. I'm your guide, but we are all explorers. And I hope that you'll join me for this journey. This is Dr. JKB signing off. Since we are exploring together, you make the journey all the richer by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And even better, if you also leave a rating, it helps others to find us. If you have a story about how the concept in this episode helped you figure out something in your life, send it in, please. You can also find me on Facebook and Twitter at Psychonaut Show. Show notes are on the website, thepsychonautshow.com. And if you leave me a question, it may well be an inspiration for an upcoming episode. Until our next trip, judge nothing, question everything, and remember, there's always a reason. Bye for now. The Psychonaut Show was created and produced by yours truly, John Burton. Art and web design by Hunter Creative. Post-production and sound design by Julio Gonzalez of Zimmer Media. Zimmer Media can be found online at zimmer.co. That's X-I-M-E-R.co.